Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by, Laurie and Company. It's August 2nd, high noon, out here in California. And it is sweltering out here. And it's a beautiful place, but it's definitely suffering from the results of 10 years of drought. When I came to California, it was during the El Nino season, and it was torrential rains, almost like monsoons, like they have in India. And I thought it was like that all the time. And, you know, people who haven't been on the East Coast, when it gets done raining on the East Coast, which is quite often, sometimes even once a day, it smells so fresh, and it has a certain smell of the tarmac and the rain mixing together. And it always feels like you're starting a new thing and really good. And I miss that. I miss the dry, the lushness of the East Coast. And that's probably why, you know, Hawaii is so special for most people who have gone, because it's incredibly lush and tropical. And that's how San Diego used to be, according to my uncle, who was stationed here during World War II. And something changed, folks, and it wasn't that suddenly we have climate change. We have machinations going on, and it's from really wicked people. And if you haven't figured that one out yet, then I urge you to pay attention, because you're going to need to know what to believe and who to know and who to be following. And I'm not saying it's me. I'm saying that it's not the mainstream media. They are responsible for the genocide we just have gone through and will be going through more of. So you got to better find safe ground, put it that way. That's partly why I get censored a lot, because I have no loyalty to them. I'm loyal to the Lord, and I'm loyal to my family and friends, and I'm loyal to the truth. And so that's why alternative media is so awesome, because we're killing their narrative by just having more and more join the fight every day. We're like the, you know, the rebel resistance. We're like the people who got the word out about what was being done to the Jews and the blacks and the twins and the communists. It wasn't just Jews in Europe. We are the resistance. We are the revolution. We are the ones that are going to save the world. And you might think that's funny, all you leftist morons out there, but you don't seem to know history, and you don't seem to understand that it repeats when the same evil keeps picking up and creeping up and sticking its head out of the hole. And this time we're going to smash it into smithereens. And I declare that in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Anyway, I wanted to tell you where to look for some information, because I think it will help you to wake up a little bit faster. And I'm going to be going over some tools for the entrepreneurs. Yeah, originally I had planned on, you know, giving away prizes and, you know, doing all kinds of cool and fun things. And, you know, I don't think that's going to happen right now, maybe in the future, but I'll make one up today. If you donate to the Rescue Kids Scholarship Fund, that I can get some money together to sponsor children to go to the Rawhide Ranch, which was closed down for nearly 2 years, and they need help, and they need to hire more staff. They need to you know, they have a waiting list that always, and they have even bigger one now because they had to cancel the summer program because of the illegal lockdown. They wrecked that business. They wrecked that company. And it's a big one that's been here since the 60s. So, you know, this is what these nation wreckers do. They look for property that has value, or they say, oh, it seems to be like there's underground water in that area of Valley Center. Let's start taxing the hell out of the water and charging a lot of money for the water, and then it'll make people leave, and then we'll get the property and we'll be, you know, wealthy in the future. I mean, there's all kinds of shenanigans going on, and it's from this satanic group. And I hate to say it, but it's affiliated or connected to BlackRock and I think even some major investment companies, which if I say I'll probably get killed. So I happen to have stumbled onto this because my older sister, a big sister, she's actually my stepsister, and she's very different than the rest of us, put it that way. She and her husband started getting very big dividend checks, and I thought that was odd, and I wanted to find out more about it because I wanted to be able to know, you know, which stock is paying so well for them. And she didn't have much information about it. But, well, bottom line is, as soon as I brought it to the attention of some people that I think are good people, it suddenly those dividend checks stopped. And when she sent a picture of her farm, it had a very strange object in the top right-hand corner. Because she's a very simple person, she's like, oh, I think it's a visit from the our brother and mom looking down from heaven, and it's the portal, and, you know, because that's talked about by Kat Kerr in Revealing Heaven about, you know, when they say that your family and friends in heaven, you can observe and watch from the portal, which sounds strange, but if you think about it, the Lord can do anything, and if you want it, you know, like say your father dies before he can come to your wedding. Well, you know, I think the Lord's not going to try to please your dad and let your dad watch from heaven and be smiling from heaven. I mean, come on, we're talking about the Lord of the universe, the Creator of all. So anyway, I said, no, that's not a portal. That's not our mom and brother watching grandma. That's something very wicked, and I could sense it was not of this world. So then I'm looking at my old videos from our road trip recently up to Nevada, and I'm seeing stuff in those videos that wasn't there to the naked eye when I was filming it. I don't quite understand what's going on, but I think the other dimension is bending into ours, or evil is manipulating time and space, or I don't know, something's not right. So it's going to take all of our efforts joined together. And like, I know I'm a nobody, nobody's going to pay attention to what I say, but I can have a clear conscience that I'm, you know, trying to convey some information that I think is important, that I've done what I could. And, you know, this, I've spent 20 years at this, people, and I am so, so worn out. And I know that people who, you know, hardly ever post and hardly ever do anything, so, you know, somehow they have all these followers and somehow they are doing all these events and getting all these donations, and, you know, good for them. But it's like, what? How does that happen that only certain people can be part of this effort? Other people are just cast aside. So I don't know what's happening, but if you want to see some of the good things that are happening, I suggest you go to skippydoodah.com. That's Skippy, like Skippy Peanut Butter, do, D-O-O, da, D-A-H.com. as I said, I can't put links in the description or it flags with the whole show. I mean, it won't let it be updated. Now, why is that important? Well, you know, did you hear about on the news or on social media about the Freedom Fest in Memphis? Have you heard about that one? Have you heard about Mike Lindell giving out some vital groundwork and step-by-step on how we're going to secure our elections and take our country back from this wicked mobster, criminal, mafia, cartel? I mean, they make the people that are in charge now, they make the mafia look like Boy Scouts. So, you know, you haven't heard anything about that because they don't want you to hear about that. They don't want you to know what Mike Lindell's working on. And I think it's the 15th of August. And you can get more info on that at .com. That's why I told you to bring a pencil and pen paper. FrankSpeech.com. Now, when I look into my back end of my studio, sometimes I see listeners from all over the country, all over the world. And it's not, you know, I'm not going to lie and say, oh, yeah, I've got 2 million people listening to my show. You know, I'm not a liar, okay? I try to be very forthright and honest. And the people that I consider to be trusted friends are very forthright and honest. And these are people I haven't seen in years, and yet I would give them a bag of gold to mine and know how to get it back. That's how much I trust them. So when I tell you something, I'm saying it for a reason, and I'm not just trying to get clicks on a website or on a YouTube video or whatever. I'm telling you because it's going to get to the point where you're going to have to know who to trust and who to believe. And I'm not saying it's just me, and I'm not saying it's people that I'm talking about, but I'm saying that you absolutely cannot trust the media now. They genocide. Okay, so wrap your head around that, people. They were paid to kill us. And now who wants us dead? The New World Order wants us dead, but the New World Order's owners want us dead. And who are they? I don't think they're from here. I think they're the leftover fallen angels, because no other group could be so malicious as to have people poisoned and have them have painful, horrific deaths and tell them to do stuff that is actually against protocol and for helping them. So that's what we're fighting. We're not just fighting some, you know, gangs and mafias in New York City and Philadelphia like we were back in Elliot Ness's time, or like JFK and Robert Kennedy were trying to stand up against the organized criminal mafia, and that's why they got on the poopy list. We're working. This is a much bigger operation that's been going on since at least since World War II, but maybe even before then, which is basically smuggling and selling everything from guns to drugs to kids to porno to blackmail to state secrets. I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around. I'll give you that. But, you know, ignorance is not bliss, because the people that were ignorant are the ones that stood in line to get a poison shoved into their arm. And then were told that they couldn't go see their mothers and their kids while they died. So, you know, this is war, okay? We are in a war, and you got to get your battle gear on and get your shields up and get your spiritual armor in place, because if you want to live, you're going to have to be on the right side of this. All right, so I'm going to try to take some phone calls. You can look at the guest calling number. It's there on the page for the show. And I try not to get myself upset about this and just say, it'll work out. There's good people in charge of this. I'm starting to feel like they're all taking a powder. 515-602-9725 is the call-in number. Your phone number doesn't show to anyone but me. I only write it down so that if I had to call you back in the future, I could. I'm not going to do anything with it, because I know what it's like to have your identity stolen and have your info put on the black web, like it was by these freaking leftist evil scumbag demons. May you rot in hell forever. And I wouldn't betray anybody because it's not in my character to do that. Now, I think that one of the things that I try to do with the Lori Bella website, that's LORIBELLA, like Ring a Bella, Lori Bell, was I put the nationwide events, itineraries, events listed there. So as long as the link to the events are there, when they update them on their end, it should show on the embedded newsletters. Now, I will say thank you to all you set people out there who visited my one newsletter, one that is called Encircle Us News, and it has the it's about road trips, and it shows like a European little village street in the town. I got like 46,000 views on that. So thank you to all the people who shared that. It gave me some hope when I was feeling like, yeah, what am I doing here? I'm like a, lone wolf out here or whatever. And that's because that's packed with information. But I also have other newsletters. I have like 17 altogether, and they all have useful info, in my opinion, much more useful than what I see out there. So I hope you check them out. And I'm not saying that in a braggadocious way. I'm saying it in a matter-of-fact way, like I'm doing this for a greater cause. And one of the causes is selfish. I want to see my kids married, and I want to see them have grandchildren. I want to know what that's like to have that experience. My husband's big brother just passed, and he was a wonderful man and had a wonderful life, and he was so beloved by so many people. And he had a lot of grandchildren as well. But what people don't know, my husband's brother and his beloved wife had great loss in their life. They lost one of their children. So, it's not all always that people who seem to be very blessed and wealthy or, have so many friends or whatever it is that you might think is an indicator of success. It's not always, there's usually another side to the story that you don't know. So don't judge people by the car they drive or whether their grass is cut, okay? Judge them by what kind of people they are. I mean, that's what Dr. Martin Luther King was trying to get across, that he wanted to be judged by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. He never said, and I want my people to be given special advantages and reparations for all the horror that they went through. Hey, why do you think he was standing in front of Republican Lincoln, President Lincoln's monument in D.C.? Because he was a Republican. He was never a Democrat. But the demon rats went around pretending that, he's a Democrat. No, he was not. He endorsed JFK, maybe because JFK convinced him that he would do right by the blacks and honor the Republican Civil Rights Act that they were trying to get through. But bigot LBJ kept blocking, and bigot Al Gore Sr. kept blocking. Hey, you stupid Democrats don't know freaking history. And I don't even want to live near you, let alone with you in my town. Now that I've been talking about my town, all these freaking Democrats are coming here. And I hate to say that because, I don't want to put them all into the basket of deplorables, but they are. They're ignorant. They're stupid. They think socialism is a religion. Democrat is a religion. Kumbaya, can't we all get along? And if everyone else has to have their lives wrecked and ruined or be murdered or be robbed or you have to be overtaxed to pay for all these people from other nations flooding in at the borders. That's being a good Christian. No, it's not. Okay. Jesus didn't say give people fish. Jesus said, teach a man to fish and he'll never starve. Okay, you're just so clueless. Ugh, can't stand it. Anyway, I'm saying that for a reason, because one of the things that's happening is that the libraries that get a lot of money from our taxes, they're finally, stepping up and not just, being a warehouse for books. They're actually trying to be more interactive. And a lot of times in the summer, parents put their kids into daycare, so they're not even aware of what's happening at the libraries. And because of times being so tough, most parents aren't at home raising their kids. They're working as well. So I'm mentioning about the libraries because if you find that you have some free time this summer, get over to your library. They have everything from yoga classes to free food and produce that they're handing out from the farms in the area, a buck a bag book sale, preschool story time, knitting classes, tech help. There's a book club, gentle yoga, a Lego lab where kids can work with Legos, movie night, night out, seashell and nature mobiles, crafts, all kinds of nice little things happening. And why does that matter? Because you're going to have to do the enrichment for your children yourself, because the demon rats who run education, they hire a lot of overpaid, really stupid educators and principals and superintendents, and their job is to make sure your kids stay dumb. So they need to pay those pieces of crap more money, so they end up cutting the budget for things that are actually useful, like home ec and shop classes, voc tech, vocational tech, even work study programs, like what I did when I was in high school. I went to school in the morning and I went and did my training, office training job in the afternoon. It's called co-op. My big brother learned about using drill press and saws and all that stuff, making things in shop class in high school. Okay, they had all kinds of extra training, Future Farmers of America. High school wasn't boring, and you had kids that wanted to go because it was an interesting place to go. Well, that's one of the things that Mike Rowe is trying to bring back, where it's called MikeRowWorks.org, and his foundation, it started off, he just wanted to feature a lot of jobs that were out there that didn't require you to get the job and didn't require a college education. And now it's gone into something a little bit more, which is about training programs that you're not going to hear about normally. Like there's a program through the county called Workforce. But I'll be honest with you, I got into that when I was laid off years ago. And I went through the training program. But a lot of the ones that I wanted to do, they were filled up. They were full. Because other countries' people are here, and they know all about this stuff because the Democrats tell them, give them a preloaded, basically, welfare card, EBT card, and they're taking advantage of every grant that's out there, every scholarship that's out there, you can't blame them. They're just taking advantage of what's there, but they're not telling Americans about this. And if they are, they're making sure that, there's only three spots available because the rest are being given to other nations' people. So that's not a prejudiced thing to say. It's the fact, okay? It's called truth. Choke on it, okay? I, I've gone through this. I've gone through losing my health insurance, not having anyone, a doctor or anyone to take care of me. I've gone through not having any income because the government screwed up everything, and not only unemployment was cut off, but never got any welfare, not that I know of. So, you know, I know what these people are like, and they are wicked, okay? They're demonically possessed. They don't even know it. They're so, so full of themselves and so like a cub kind of mentality, like, well, you're not one of us, so we're going to make your life horrible. I mean, all kinds of machinations that would really freak you out if I told you. So I'm telling you this so that you can not ever be in this situation. One of the things that is going on is that you're having a lot of studios being built. And why does that matter? Well, think about all the skills and professional abilities that go into making a movie. Everything from, you know, the stuntmen to the lighting and the build crew that does the sets and the prop people and the costume designers and the fashion makers, or the, I forget what they're called, the people that make the clothing, the editors, the sound people, the CGI people. I mean, there's so many skills that are involved in the movie industry, which is nice. But, you know, when you right now see what's going on in Hollywood, there's a strike going on because the actors are saying, and Fran Drescher of The Nanny is the one that's leading the charge on this, saying that they're being screwed over and that they're not being treated properly. Well, what do you expect when you're working for demons and communists and nation wreckers and communist Chinese party and a bunch of perverts and pedophiles like Harvey Weinstein? What do you expect you're going to be treated like? These people are wicked, okay? They don't have any moral compass. They don't have any code of ethics or decency. So Fran Drescher, what do you expect is going to happen when you are in an industry run by scumbags? And these are faux Jews. They're not, they might have Jewish blood in their veins, like most of us do. I think I might even have Jewish blood in my veins. But the people that are in Hollywood, they're faux Jews, okay? They're not practicing. They couldn't even tell you what the Torah says, or you know, why they're eating their kosher meal the way they do, or where their yarmulke. They're faux Jews, okay? And that's why they have no problem being mean to other nationalities and religions, because they have the same attitude that a lot of the radical Muslims do, which is convert or die. You know, they're not our friends. And that's why all these new studios are going to be made. Like the movie The Sound of Freedom was made by Angel Studios. There's another movie that I'm kind of excited about, a young person's working on, and he's affiliated with Vets for Child Rescue, or at least he knows Craig Sawyer of Vets for Child Rescue. So it's called Freedom. No, I'm sorry, it's called Dream, and his name is Ben Pauling. And I listened to him enough, and he's been on One America News Network with Dan Ball, who's one of my favorite guys. He's a Navy vet. That I feel confident that he's a good guy trying to make a movie based on a dream. And, you know, he wants to do it. He doesn't want to hand it off, because then you lose your control and you also lose your notoriety. Like, if you remember, one of the reasons that the movie Goodwill Hunting with Robin Williams, one of my favorites, was so successful was Ben Affleck and Matt Damon said, I don't think it was true, but they said that they wrote it. I think they found the screen, well, I shouldn't say that. This is I've always seen this glimpse that I get of future things, and I saw them picking the script out of the trash, but maybe I'm wrong about that, so forgive me if that's not correct, but I've always felt like, oh, that's funny how they had this fantastic hit movie, Good Will Hunting, and then Never Again, one hit wonders. But anyway, and since it's out there, if you want to know about movie stars or, you know, what their past is and, you know, what's going on with them, a site that I just found on YouTube is legacy.com channel. It tries to keep track of the different famous people's movies and contributions. And there's also a site called Look to the Stars, I think it's called, which shows you what the wealthy movie stars are involved in. And, you know, one person that impresses me a lot is Kevin Sorbo, because he and his wife are not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. They're making movies with Sorbo Studios. He's got a really good-looking son, Brayden. And he's a good actor, and he's making movies that make an impact. He's Let There Be Light, and the list is pretty long. But if you want to know what he's been into, go to IMDb, Internet Movie Database, IMD like David, B like base, IM like movie, B.com. And you can see a lot of trailers there. You can see the archive of their film career and what else they've been in. And it's interesting, because the things that I've gotten the most clues and insights from it seems to have like a pattern where it's the same group of people in different movies later on. And one example of that is Harrison Ford, who was just a carpenter in Hollywood when he got his break. And he was in Star Wars as Han Solo, and later on as Indiana Jones in the blockbuster series. I think the last one bombed at the box office, and I had some ideas about why that happened. But the movie Sound of Freedom, with Jim Caviezel playing Tim Ballard, who's a real-life federal agent who set out to rescue children in trafficking, that movie, Sound of Freedom, has done at least $100 million so far. So it's proving that you don't have to be affiliated with a big communist-run, Satanist pedo club-controlled movie studio to be successful. Because, believe it or not, they are like a small percentage of the country, and that they act like they are in charge. They are not. Okay, the radical left, there may be 20%, maybe. Just like there's maybe 3% skinheads, white nationalists, white supremacists in our country. They're not the majority. Okay, we're the majority. So start acting like the majority. And by the way, it's the Democrats that are much closer to what Nazis were about, which was total fascism and control, 100% government, overtaxation, and losing your freedoms and rights. So they're more Nazis than we ever will be. Okay, we're much closer to what the founders wanted and set up, which was almost anarchy. The founders wanted very small government. So when you have these stupid Europeans and these stupid Australians and these stupid Democrats out there saying that we're the right-wing nutjobs, no, we're the heart and soul and salt of the earth. You people are the whack jobs, okay? You are the ones that are extremists. You are much more like Nazis or communists or fascists, center right to right is. So stop trying to distort history. Like the radicalized blacks hate whites now, where there was a time when most black people were actually Republican because they knew that Republican President Lincoln had freed them along with Christian conservatives like me. Okay, we people have laid down their lives trying to do what's right. And then you have these Democrats come in and steal our thunder, steal our glory, steal our legacy. I've had it. Okay, I saw that happen when I was in grammar school or middle school, where the teacher said that I couldn't say what I was saying. When I said, why wasn't everyone Republican since it was Republicans that freed the slaves? I don't understand. And she was like, shut up, girl. Yeah, so we have had a big mind F done on us, and you're going to have to re-educate your children as well as yourself, because what we've been told is not true. Another website I want you to look at, if you're willing. Oh, the newsletter that got all the, has 45,886 views, is smore.com/X, B like boy, A like apple, 7, M like Mary. And I think that's one of my favorite ones, so I hope you take a look at it. I'm advocating road trips because the traveling situation is rather difficult right now. A lot of the pilots, I happen to know some people in that business, they're retired, so you can't fire them, but I would never say their name because you whack jobs would bother them. I happen to know some retired pilots. My uncle was a pilot. I know some pilots that actually flew big jets. I know a former retired air traffic controller. So, you know, I'm saying this for the reason of trying to protect people. Right now, until we get this mess cleaned up, don't do traveling unless you have no choice, okay? It's not a good thing, because they were making the pilots get the job in order to keep their jobs. And a lot of them are sick now, and some of them have died while flying. And luckily, there's a co-pilot, and the odds of having two pilots die at the same time is, you know, very unlikely. But it's just, until this mess is cleaned up, and I mean our current circumstances, travel on planes as little as possible and do road trips. And that's what that newsletter I told you about, smore.com, XPA7M, is about. And I also put in some important books, Government Gangsters by Kash Patel, and his children's book, The Plot Against the King, and the sequel to it. And I'm telling you some of the museums and things to do in the area, because my area is special, and I didn't even know that when I came down here from Valencia, like 23 years ago. I didn't know that my area was special. I had no idea I was living in my hero, John Wayne's area where he had a place. I didn't have any idea about that. So it was totally, you know, happenstance. And when I went to the Valley Center Museum, I was like, are you kidding me? I had all these movie stars and people that had been down here, because if you haven't listened to the past episodes, the way it used to work was that the studios said you had to live within a 3-hour distance of the studio, so you could be on call basically and get there quickly. You couldn't, like, you know, live in South America if you were on contract with Warner Brothers or Paramount. So a lot of the more conservative stars decided that they were going to live down in San Diego, which was a military town and has always been solidly red. But somehow in the last 10, 15 years, it just unusually it became much more purple, kind of going towards blue. How'd that happen? Maybe it had something to do with the imported whack job socialists that Biden and Obama brought in? Yeah, maybe. Anyway, this, when I came to California in the late 1990s, Pete Wilson was running the California. He was governor. He was a friend of Reagan. Reagan had been the governor. And California obviously was red because the state went red and put Pete Wilson in. And now suddenly it's this, you know, whack job, far left, pervert city, pervert state. I don't think so. This is planned destruction. Anyway, so the reason that this area became what they called Valley of the Stars or Star Valley was because there was a lot of more patriotic, conservative, independent, free-thinking, libertarian people living down here, because they could still get back to the studios within the 3 hours, but they could have to report basically for duty for filming later in the day versus first thing in the morning. Anyway, and Eleanor Roosevelt had a ranch out here, Lilac Ranch, as well. Eleanor Roosevelt, for all you Democrats that were educated by communists, she was the cousin of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, FDR, who kept himself in power for multiple terms and was a control freak and a really bad president. And he married his cousin because that's how the secret societies work. They believe that if you intermarry, like basically incest, it gives you psychic powers. And there's an audio I've listened to of Bill Clinton, little hick scumbag that he is, talking at an event outside, and he's talking about how Hillary channels Eleanor Roosevelt, which is, you know, pretty scary when you think about that. You have the former Secretary of State that channels entities or ghosts or whatever. And he was bragging about that. And then on their honeymoon that they've gone to Haiti and did some weird witchcraft voodoo thing there. So when the people of the world find out what happened in Haiti and the kind of debauchery and sick stuff that went down while that country was in turmoil and the children were orphaned because of their parents dying in the Haiti disaster, where, you know, you have all these suddenly unattended children. The Clintons had a foundation, and they right away pretended that they were, you know, oh, we're going to help out. They weren't helping out, folks, okay? And that will come out, and that's going to be an eye-opener. So that's why so many people are dying, like Obama's chef and other people. They're getting rid of the loose ends. And that was covered on yesterday's And We Know. I put it on Twitter feed. Twitter feed is, well, it's Lori Bella underscore Mark, and it's also Lori and Company underscore Mark. But Obama was with that chef that drowned in 8 foot of water, and now he's got a black eye, Obama, and bruised hands. So what the media is telling you is not correct, as usual, because they're paid liars. And, you know, I try to look at things fairly. If I was getting paid $10 million a year like Rachel Maddow is, who's a devout communist and a lesbian, but she's proud about it, so I can call her a lesbian. If you out yourself as a lesbian, then, you know, that's your title, Lesbian Maddow, who somehow can be telling us what to do and think when she has no idea what it's like to have a normal relationship. And that's normal. Sorry, that blows your head. But, you know, in the animal kingdom, they're not having there is a percentage of the animal kingdom that is gay, but that's unusual. Okay, these people are unusual the way they look at things because they're not the standard, they're not the norm. And I hope that doesn't hurt your feelings, but I don't really care because you are targeting kids and you are making our kids stupid. That goes back to my other things. I used to be number one in the world academically globally, and now we're like hovering 29 or maybe 30 now. So we're not being watched out for by educators or our government. So that usually signals massive civil unrest. You have the guy, for example, in Brazil, Bolsonaro. He won the election, like Trump won the election, and he did win the election. Okay, so don't even go there trying to pretend that Biden won. And Bolsonaro won, and the people were sitting out in the streets trying to be peaceful and praying and hoping that, you know, the Lula guy would not be inserted, but he was. And guess what he's done? He's outlawed guns and he's removed all the things that Bolsonaro had done to make the country more safe and prosperous. So this is how the demon rats do things. They get in, they cheat, they stay in power, they put their people, their operatives in. You have the people in Ukraine, like Nuland and her husband, who was the ones that advocated to invade Iraq, even if there wasn't any evidence that Saddam Hussein had done it. And those are the people that are running the Ukraine. They're on video. I've seen it. I've listened to it, talking about who they're going to put in and what their plan is, and who, you know, that these are Nazis that have been raised by Nazis. After World War II, again, for the 50th time, Operation Paperclip, U.S., England, and Russia took in all the Nazi scientists and doctors that had really advanced technology and research and experiments and mind control, MK Ultra it's called. And so they took them all in. But guess what? Those Nazis didn't become nice people. They just raised more Nazis and they acquired more people to their team, so to speak. So Nuland is a Nazi and she doesn't even know it because she's so brainwashed. She thinks that it's normal to be controlling a country using America's taxes, taking over Ukraine and propping up their banks and putting in their people that will do what they tell them. So I keep saying it, we're in such deep trouble, but most of it is because of ignorance and people watching, you know, stupid shows instead of educational shows. So you've done this to yourself, America. Okay, you trusted really wicked, demonic people. You ate at their table and you gorged on their food of disgusting stuff like porn and woman abuse and sexualization and nudity and all the other stuff that goes along with the dark side of things. And you, even though you didn't know anything about people, you just voted for them. You didn't notice that Obama was endorsed by Farrakhan, the Jew and white hater. You didn't notice that the Communist Party of America was listed on his website as a supporter, or that Acorn was there, which Acorn's basically the new Marxist for hire, rioters for hire. You know, these are the scum of the earth. You didn't notice that Obama had absolutely no experience or jobs before becoming a senator, briefly before he went and ran for president. You didn't notice that he was the son of basically a call girl used for honey traps by the CIA. Mom was no saint, okay? She was in porno movies, okay? And if that's not true, then I'm sorry, but that's what the books are showing. And yet you put this piece of crap up in our highest government office and you let him hire all of his Muslim Brotherhood friends, all of his spies, and then you wonder why people are dropping left and right. You have FBI informants that are being killed. You have people that were on the force for decades in the DOJ, like John Adams, John Adams, I think his name is, who was in the Voter Integrity Department. He left because he saw the refused to go after the Black Panthers that were at the polls, terrorizing people, mostly white people, saying, you know, nothing. Oh, we can't do anything. Eric Holder, his AG, said he can't do anything because, you know, they're Blacks and, you know, they've been so oppressed. It's okay for them to lash out and terrorize people at the polls. They had Billy clubs and their whole Black Panther Marxist uniforms on. Okay. We had events happen in D.C. where they were using military maneuvers that some piece of shit in the U.S. government showed them, and they were taking off their outfits, the Antifa group, and changing into police outfits. They were on film doing that. This is before January 6th. Okay. Mark Levin covered this on his show, and they were showing what was going on, and you would think that the media would be like, oh my goodness, this is what we have on camera. That, you know, you had the Antifa group using bottles of frozen water and throwing it at the police, and that they were doing military formation movements and coming at the police so that they could overpower them. Like, that wasn't covered, but what's covered is some felon, George Floyd, dying while he's being arrested, and then they edit the tape so it makes it look like he's pleading for his life and they killed him on purpose. I mean, we have such horrible machinations going on, and I just can't believe that it takes so damn long to get the truth out. But when you have the media controlled by very powerful forces, including Big Pharma, it takes a long time for the truth to come out. They won't get it until they realize that it's not just they're coming for the Republicans. They're coming for all of us, okay? Whoever this entity is, this demonic force that's controlling things from the shadows, you know, maybe it's the Rothschilds and all their aristocratic friends. I think it's actually fallen angels that are still here. And they're not angels. They're, you know, now they're demons. I don't know, but I'm saying to you that it's not, they take over, put the banks in, get rid of the good people, put in their people, take over the world. And they do it under the ruse, like Klaus Schwab, under the ruse that they, you know, oh, you have to have a world government, otherwise there'll be chaos everywhere. Mind your own business and stay out of things, and there won't be chaos, okay? We're not supposed to be killing anybody. We're not supposed to have endless wars. We're not supposed to be stealing other countries' resources and gold and all the other things that they have, okay? You know, how about you make a deal? How about that idea? But instead, they go and pretend that they're trying to, you know, make the world a peaceful place, and, you know, oh, we have to protect the Mother Earth and all this Gaia and all this crap. And it's all a big front for what the real goal is: world domination and extermination of human beings. And if you haven't figured that out yet, then you really need to do your homework, folks, okay? The Agenda 21 and 30 of the UN states very clearly that the world population must be reduced to 500 million people because there's too many, and we're not going to volunteer to die, so they're going to look for ways to make it happen, like wars and pandemics, fake diseases. You have Chinese labs in America right now making malaria and E. coli. E. coli is the one that's basically has feces in it, and then that'll really kill people quickly. And we have a group of demons. I mean, maybe they don't look like demons, but they are. Working really hard to get rid of everybody because they think that the planet is theirs and that we're just in the way. I had a little taste of being in a overpopulated area yesterday. I live out in the country on purpose, and basically at rush hour to go down to visit our child, our daughter, and it was stop and go and bumper to bumper. And I can see how someone would look at that, especially if you're wealthy and you're trying to get to, you know, a gig or get to a important meeting or whatever, that you start feeling like, no, we got to get rid of these people. There's too many people here. No, you don't have to get rid of people. You need to expand the highways and use our taxes dollars wisely to do that, and work on possibly vehicles that can hover, so that you have, you know, the same lane of highways being used, but you have basically another tier that's above, that people who have, I mean, this is obviously in the future, but the people that could basically get into a cruiser, like what you see in Star Wars, and go that way, so they don't have to be clogging up the highways. The point I'm telling you is that there's all kinds of wonderful possibilities out there, but they aren't going to let you know about it because they want you in the dark. And one of the things that I was very impressed about was the Thrive Movement. They're looking at what Tesla was looking at, which was basically alternative power sources. And I don't mean electric, because even if you have an electric car, you're still reliant on having, you know, the electricity produced by something, and that would have to be coal or oil. So these people that think they're big environmentalists because they have a $50,000 are kidding themselves. There's much, much more out there. Free energy is out there. You want to know more about that? ThriveMovement.org, I think it's called. Also look at Reverse Speech. I found this site a while ago, Reverse Speech. Go to the examples of looking at people's, what they say in reverse, kind of like when they say the Beatles record said John was going to die. And then, anyway, look at that. All right, I'll be trying to put these links in there. Let's be bold. Let's be brave. Let's be united, and let's be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world again. Don't give up, folks, okay? We're getting there. It's just going to be a lot more of a slog and effort than I even thought. So hang in there and hang tough. United we stand. Divided we fall. God bless America. Thank you.